day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
It's the gold standard for OSU's grains and grain wheat varieties. It's Duster, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Since its release in 2006, Duster is the most frequently planted OSU variety. A 5-gene package leaves other varieties in the dust when it comes to leaf rust protection, and Duster is resistant to Hessian fly and powdery mildew. Duster is also resilient under BYD pressure and offers good baking quality as verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Put Duster to work for you. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 16th, broadcast live from Fort Worth on Dish Network's Channel 997 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. Central Time, the start time, 16,000 head to be offered on May 16th, including 6,500 yearling steers, 3,800 yearling heifers, and about 3,300 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call Superior 800-422-2117.
Sharp losses were seen in all livestock trade throughout the day with increased pressure developing in outside markets. July corn futures about 4 cents lower, the Dow Jones 665 points lower, NASDAQ down 256 points. Over in live cattle today, futures remained under moderate to sharp pressure, although prices quickly pulled back from session lows. The softness in feeder cattle trade and overall weakness in most commodity markets creating some liquidation throughout the entire complex. Cash cattle markets, though, remained quiet today following lower trade last week. Showless distribution and inventory taking the main focus. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were higher today, up 96 cents in select and up 69 cents per hundredweight in choice, with line movement of 48 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, active losses have quickly flooded into the complex with traders erasing Friday's gains. The concern surrounding trade with China and the inability to continue to move beef product throughout the upcoming summer months. August futures holding a $2.40 per hundredweight loss, falling to $144.42. The overall pressure in the complex is being driven by overall bearishness through outside markets as stocks and most other commodities have fallen sharply throughout the day. Meanwhile, in grains today, corn trade was 2 to 4 cents lower, with soybean trade 12 to 14 cents lower. Trade issues, though, adding to some selling pressure this morning, with the July contract moving below $8 for the first time. Meal was $1 to $2 lower, and oil 35 to 45 points lower. Finally, today in wheat, trade was 3 cents lower to 4 cents higher, with wheat trade finding some buying on short covering today, along with a drier forecast for parts of Russia. Europe and the Black Sea area will be watched more as their growing season keeps moving with mixed to good conditions so far, and spring wheat seeding ongoing at a good clip. The forecast does look to be trending drier short-term while much of the U.S. remains wet. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.